listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, welcome to the Sharp Shooters Podcast. Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot. That's right, I'm going in solo. It's a solo dolo pod for those that have been following FTN for some time now. Couldn't get Senator, couldn't get Morton. No one was interested in talking about Clash of the Castle. But for our loyal viewers, listeners, you're listeners, you listen, you don't view. Because we do YouTube sometimes anyways, I digress. Here to give you a quick preview of Clash at the Castle and what my picks are as we get into the pay-per-view tomorrow. And hey, if this tracks, maybe I'll do a few more solo pods. We'll see how that all goes. Anyway, so Clash at the Castle, we know, is going down at Glasgow, Scotland in the OVO Hydro. And it'll be a Raw and SmackDown pay-per-view, obviously. The big match is Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest, but we will get to that. I am recording this on June 14th before SmackDown, so if stipulations or big angles happen before SmackDown, my apologies if I missed that, but we are here, and I'm going to only preview for what I can get to. So a nice little short preview pod here for all of you Sharp Shooters listeners, and hopefully we can have some of the gents back next week as we get closer to Money in the Bank. And we also have a TNA pay-per-view that, you know what, maybe should I do the TNA pay-per-view first as I'm kind of doing this on the fly right now? Yeah, let's get to the TNA pay-per-view first. All right, so we'll get to Clash at the Castle, but let's talk about the TNA pay-per-view that actually happens as I'm recording today. It'll happen tonight, and it will be the pay-per-view before the next one, which I believe is going to be Slammiversary, is the next big pay-per-view coming here for TNA. Obviously, they have the deal with WWE coming together. I guess, you know, I can kind of hit it too on my thoughts from NXT and the pay-per-view. I thought it was a good show. I thought maybe it would have been the right decision to put it on Ethan Page, but I can understand a build, and like Adam Diesel Power brought up in our group chat, you really didn't think that Ethan Page was going to be in the middle of the ring celebrating with Sexy Red. So that was a good call there by Adam. So let's talk about this TNA Against All Odds pay-per-view. For whatever reason, I keep on thinking it's No Surrender, but it's Against All Odds. Maybe I'm just getting all the... We get another Phil Collins level pay-per-view going on here. And we start off with the pre-match as you get Sami Callihan and Jonathan Gresham. Jonathan Gresham was on NXT TV this week. And I expect him, you know, the big news is that there's going to be the big battle royal to see for the next number one contender in NXT. And Cody Rhodes announced that on NXT. I would expect both of these performers have a chance to be in that battle royal. I actually think there's guys all over this roster that we're going to see that potentially could be part of that. So we got Sami Callihan and Jonathan Gresham. I'm going to go with Jonathan Gresham on that. And we'll see if we see him on Tuesday. Next up, we have Alicia Edwards and Masha Slamovic against the Hex of Allison Kay and Marty Bell. Two talented performers there in the Hex of Allison Kay and Marty Bell. But I'll pick Slamovic and Alicia Edwards to retain the Knockouts Championships. We go to a tag match, and we got a little Team Canada action going here of Eric Young and Josh Alexander going against ABC of Ace Austin and Chris Bay. I'll go with Eric and Josh Alexander. Josh Alexander will be one of the big names that we'll see if he's in that on NXT on Tuesday. Eric Young, could he be making a return? We know the relationship he had with Hunter, not so much with one Vince McMahon. Next up, we have Steve Macklin, Mike Santana versus the Rascals in a tag team match here, and I'll go with the Rascals in that one. Have a singles match, and it's PCO taking on Rich Swann in this one. It's a tough one right there. AJ Francis in the corner of Rich Swann. I'll go with PCO in that one. Next up, say his name, and he'll appear. Ace Steel, of course. Ace Steel in the corner of Joe Hendry. Hopefully they can keep him afar, because we know what happens when Ace Steel gets in close proximity of people after the brawl out, and he faces the former Elite Killer in Frankie Kazarian. I will go with Joe Hendry. And I talked about Josh Alexander being one of the big names that could appear at NXT. As big as a pop as Josh Alexander would have, Joe Hendry would be the biggest one. So I will go with Joe Hendry. The X Division Championship, a great one. Mustafa Ali versus Trent Seven. I think they like everything they have with Mustafa Ali, so I'll go there. Then we have the TNA Championship. We have the System against the Nemeths. I'll go the Nemeths in that one. I think they'll put the straps onto the Nemeths. Then we have Jordan Grace versus TBA. And I think it's going to be Tatum Paisley that she'll be facing. They've done a lot of teasing there for Tatum Paisley, and it'll kind of be the exchange there with NXT. There's no reason why Roxy would show up, and I don't know anyone else from NXT that would show up just yet. I think we'll have a lot more at Slammiversary going forward, but as far as this, I expect it to be Tatum Paisley. And then a singles match for the TNA Championship. Broken Matt Hardy takes on Moose. Jeff Hardy will be a free agent. I think as of today, Jeff Hardy is a free agent. So it'll be interesting. That wrinkle almost makes me wonder if Jeff is going to help Matt out in this one. I will stay with Moose, but I won't be surprised if we get some interaction with Jeff Hardy on this pay-per-view. It does sound like he is TNA bound. So nice pay-per-view going on for TNA to kind of wet your beak before the action of Clash of the Castle, which we get to next. And we start off with a triple threat tag team match. It's Bianca Belair, it's Jade Cargill. They take on Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn versus Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. I really like these other two tag teams they're going against, but unfortunately, specifically for Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn, they just haven't given them enough so far. So I'd like to see a lot more from that. Baszler and Zoe Stark, I think they're great, but I think right now we're still building with Bianca and Jade having those tag titles. They're the most legitimate tag team we've had so far, outside of when Bayley and Sasha had them. And I think they want to keep that rolling, and they can really, you know, do the breakup whenever they have. Like, is this the SummerSlam match? Is it a WrestleMania match? That's the question of where WWE wants to go with that. I think you can build it up to WrestleMania. We know Jade still has a lot of work to do in the ring, and Bianca with her works out quite well. So it could be the SummerSlam match. It absolutely could. If the break happens, I wouldn't expect it to happen till the next pay-per-view at Money in the Bank when they defend those titles. So I will say they continue to hold those titles. Next up, we have the Women's Championship, WWE Championship between Bayley and Piper Niven with Chelsea Green in the corner. And is really happy for Piper that she gets to perform in her hometown. She'll get a big ovation, I'm sure, but I'll go with Bayley to retain this title. It's weird, there's not really a major direction right now for Bayley with this championship title. She's just kind of defending it. I would assume that maybe the big program will do something with Tiffany Stratton. Obviously, they're going to go to Nia Jax at SummerSlam. That'll be kind of the main title defense that she has there, when we kind of wonder which way the title will go, if they will put it on Nia Jax or not, and what Tiffy time has to do with Nia Jax. For this, it's just nice for Piper. She gets to have the big ovation in home, and Piper's a great in-ring performer. Bayley's great. This could be and will be a very good match. Then we have the Intercontinental Championship, Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. Gable will have Otis, Akira Tozawa, and Maxine Dupree in his corner. This is a tough one, because you do wonder, the next pay-per-view is Toronto. Do they want to bring Sami out in Toronto and have that ovation and everything? But it's also the flip side of it. Do you want to have him as the babyface coming in chasing Chad Gable? The rumors sound like Chad Gable has retained. Will Otis do the big turn on him? Those are all the questions. We've seen the stuff with the Creeds. I could see the Creeds come in and help Gable out. I'm going to pick Chad Gable to finally win the Intercontinental Championship. Sammy's done a great job in the small time he's been champion since beating Gunther at WrestleMania. But the build to have Chad right now, I think he needs to have the IC title. I don't think you can do this match again. And the idea is to have him with the IC title and then probably have the Creeds, maybe Ivy Nile, and who knows who else in that stable. That's what I'm expecting to happen. Otis could do the turn in this one, but then the Creeds ultimately end up helping out Gable. Then we have the I Quit match between the undisputed WWE champion Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles. Sounds like Mama Rhodes is going to be there. Man, here's another one that's really, really tough. I almost wonder if the right decision, even if it's for a short time, is to put it on AJ. Does the length of Cody having the title matter? Like, could you do a flip-flop here? Or is there an idea of AJ being undisputed WWE champion, potentially going into Slammiversary for TNA as the undisputed WWE champion and maybe facing a Moose or whoever the TNA champion is? That's just some fantasy booking by me, but I keep on wondering about that side of things. Or does AJ lose this and that makes him want to go to Slammiversary and still try to find a title because he's done everything he could? Obviously, I'm assuming Cody at this point will be taking on Randy, I'd assume, at SummerSlam. But I don't know if you could do the title with it. I don't know if it needs the title. I'm not so sure of this one. But I also, when they did the I Quit, I can't imagine they want their big top babyface to say I Quit. So that makes me think that AJ will lose this one and then we'll see more of a downfall and dark side from AJ. Don't rule out also we have the Good Brothers in the corner there as well. So that's an interesting match that they at least made you think. I'm assuming Cody is going to probably win. I'd like AJ to win. I'd like to see AJ even for a short run with one more run with the title. But it's at least giving me somewhat of a hint that AJ might be able to win. And then the World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Priest, the champion, goes in to take on Drew McIntyre. Judgment Day are barred from ringside. But you know who's not barred from ringside? The Second City Saint, CM Punk. I think everyone's expecting Punk to get involved in this in some way or another. We don't know if Punk is cleared yet, but I think we can all imagine that as the SummerSlam match, and that doesn't need a title for that. And then you have all these little titles still here for Priest, like Drew gets screwed over by Punk, and then I could even see at Money in the Bank, you do Priest and you do Strowman, and that all leads ultimately into SummerSlam, where I do think Gunther ends up winning the championship at that point. Drew doesn't need the title. He's been great, but his feud with Punk will be more than just about the title between those two, and I would assume Punk is going to beat Drew because he injured him, and that's how you're going to get back with things. So everyone's going to think it's an automatic win for Drew because he's in his home country, that he's going to pick up the win, but I see Punk screwing him out there. So there you go. Clash of the Castle. Should be a fun week of wrestling all around between TNA and Clash of the Castle. I'm very excited for everything that's going down, and hopefully that we can have both Morton and Senator in next week to keep you all locked on the world of professional wrestling. Until then, everyone, thanks so much for listening. Cheers, and enjoy the day, people.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.